Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
This week, Jess, has been something a little bit personal for you in the lead up to your wedding, which is going to be in just over a week's time. I wanted to do something a little bit special that has never been done before. Normally you see this happening over one day, one night, maybe a weekend. We're doing it all week long.
In the lead up to the wedding of the century. Well, her century. It's Jess's week-long hens extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. I'm so enjoying this week, Tim. Yep. Mainly because I do enjoy things being all about me.
Yeah.
But it's been nice having my fiancé, Akshay, be a part of some of the events.
Yes. So yesterday he was in the studio. You successfully found his hand.
Yes.
Your job was to find the hand. We got five hands in here. You were blindfolded. You felt around. I think his hair, unfortunately, gave it away.
He had the hairiest knuckles out of anyone in the building. So, unfortunately, that was a dead giveaway.
When your fiancé was here yesterday and I played the week-long Hens Extravaganza music, he really got a giggle out of, well, her century.
Yeah.
Because, hey, I don't want to speak into your relationship.
That's fair.
But, look, we're all looking forward to the wedding. We're having a bit of fun. Remember I said be scared of how much fun we're going to have this
week?
Yeah. We're going to do a bit of a... Oh, sorry. I'll do the thing. Sorry.
Today's activity is...
Are you on the same page?
Oh, I was very good at this at my real hens, Tim.
Wow.
Sorry, other hens. My other hens.
I have put in 5 days of work to be called... Not the real hens. That is devastating. Jess,
I'm quietly confident.
A couple of times across the show we're going to do this. I've got a couple of questions that I've already asked your fiancé, Akshay.
Okay.
He has answered them. Will your answers match? Let's set the scene to this beautiful thing here, Jess.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. First question. Jess, with your fiancé, Akshay, what was your first fight about?
Oh, our first fight.
You've been together since 2018, so it was a long time ago, I assume.
Oh, God. I don't even know what he would have said for this. It was probably about...
Remember, if you say something that it isn't, this is...
I'm giving away things. There's
another
can of worms. Actually thought when we first met, I thought he had a secret family.
Okay. So you thought about that he didn't have a...
So I said to him, because he used to fly to see his family in Brisbane.
Oh, like he had a secret wife and kids.
I thought that he had a secret wife and kids in Brisbane and he was just using his mum and dad as an excuse. Then I found out once I met his mum and dad that that was not the
right.
case. So.
Okay, well, let's find out. Was it about his secret family?
Okay, so Jess and I, our first fight, from what I remember, was doona covers.
Doona covers!
You know where the buttons go on a doona cover? She said that it always has to be laid out where your feet are. And I said, there's no such rule. And we had a fight over that.
Yeah.
We still fight over that.
Right. So it's your first and final fight, potentially. So not about the secret family.
Because now he knows that I don't like it. And right. So he'll purposely put the buttons on the side. Yep. And it drives me insane.
That's love. Jess, second question. What is your biggest ick? What do you think his biggest ick is?
His biggest ick, like I get an ick when I see him do this.
No, when you do something.
My biggest ick.
Yeah, I believe so.
Does he hate when I'm messy and I leave stuff lying around?
My biggest ick with Jess is that she drops everything on the floor and it stays there for weeks. But she tells me she has a system for it.
I do have a system.
What are you dropping on the ground?
No, like you know, you wear like an outfit and you go, well, that one's not like, it's not dirty enough to go into the laundry. So I'm just going to put it on the floor and then I'll eventually hang it up or I'll wear it again. It's a system. Don't mess with my system.
Just get a chair. Just get a chair in your room. That's where that all goes. Third question and we'll move on. And we've got some more questions a little bit later in the show. If Jess was having a down day, what snacky snack would he get you?
Up until a few weeks ago, it was Flaming Hot Cheetos.
And then you found out how many calories are in them.
There's so many calories in a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
You are 30 years late to the discovery, yeah. But sure. What do you think it is? Come on, give us a snack.
Chips or Chocky.
Jess has an elaborate set of requirements when you want to pick her up with a snack. So for Jess, it's about running the gamut of textures and flavors. So go-to is ice cream and chips.
Ice cream and chips.
Yeah.
So there you go. You're kind of on the same page besides like him having a secret family. Which
He's
is pretty
hate
dark.
That I revealed that.
Pretty dark
he
indeed.
He didn't. I can't stress enough right. that it wasn't. I thought that he there's no way he can love me. He must have a secret family.
Well, later in the show, we're going to continue because I don't think you're on the same page at the moment. I think you're in the same book,
right,
but not on the same page. Okay. So hopefully we can get back on the same page.
This is Tim and Jess.
Long have we known that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right?
Oh, so they say.
That's what all doctors say.
Yeah.
Not dentists. An apple a day keeps the doctor away or something, right? What keeps the dentist away?
Nothing keeps the dentist away. It's 1 in 5 dentists recommend.
Flossing.
Four out of five dentists. Get this toothpaste.
All right.
That's what they say.
Two smart people just having a chat on the radio at the moment. Apparently there's a specific meal that can make you seem more attractive.
Oh.
Which is... As someone who like skipped over breakfast during my uni days and like early into my working career because...
There was a time during our breakfast radio days, Tim, where you would come in with a boost and a V.
No, that wasn't that. You treat it like it was the longest time. I think it was about...
It was at least 6 months.
It was just...
It was every day for 6 months.
I am so angry that you think that's the case. It was three tops. It was a
three
boost.
3 months.
Yes, 3 months tops.
Yeah.
Do you want to open up a dirty laundry right now? Because I will ruin your life. Don't push me. Am I a nice person
what
if I'm
you,
backed
what
into
have
a
you
corner?
Got on me?
Do you want to back me into a corner right now? I'm trying to talk about hot breakfast foods.
Don't, please.
Oh.
Put the fists down.
I'm fine, by the way. What do you have for breakfast now? Because I know you're not a big break. I know you're still on the fence about brekkie.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of kefir. I like sit and drink kefir and berries in the morning.
What's kefir, mate?
It's like a fermented yogurt.
Lucky
it's supposed to help with your gut health because God knows I need the help.
Yeah, okay. I know you make your fiance an omelette every single day, right?
Yeah.
What a life.
Omelette, eggs, whatever he wants, okay. Whatever he requests from the restaurant
There's a university in Montpellier, which is in France. Apparently, eating a full English breakfast makes men more attractive, in particular. So the research shows that fatty, protein-rich brekkie of bacon, sausages, and eggs help make men more attractive to women. I don't understand how they make the science, but apparently, so they like they their test subjects involved. They were like, all right, you 50 men or 100 men, you eat English breakfast. The rest of you eat other, and the people that were found most attractive again, which is super subjective. We always talk about. Apparently, people that eat English breakfast, males, are more attractive. It makes them seem more attractive. None of those things, like bacon, sausages. Two of the ones straight away that people always go, oh, you shouldn't be having too much of those.
Yeah.
Like, could you catch, but is it better to be hot than healthy? That's what I want to know.
I mean, you want both, but definitely hot.
Nine out of 10 dentists
recommend.
Say you want to be hot and healthy.
Yeah.
But none out of 9 doctors recommend that.
A bacon a day keeps the doctor away. Don't. That's what they say.
No, we could have ended on the bad thing that I said, I feel. So maybe you need to, like, you know, maybe if you feel like you're ever losing the spark and you're listening and you've got a male partner, just, like, start feeding them an English breakfast, full English breakfast, beans, toast, get it on their
omelets
plate.
Omelets don't take that long to make, Tim.
Yeah, but if you're making your male partner an omelette, he's going to be ugly. That's what this study said. If you're not eating an English breakfast, that's why I'm such a heifer. Over here, I'm disgusting. I'm hideous.
Yeah.
I look like... You know, that hunchback from Notre Dame, because I have...
that hunchback, others.
No, that specific hunchback, because I have an egg and avocado hash brown wrap every morning.
You disgusting pile of ugly.
If you're listening right now, you're glad this isn't a telly show. Because we got thing one and thing two over here.
I wonder if they're going to do a study about people who drink kefir next.
Or 6 months of a V and a boost chocolate bar every day.
It was 6 months.
Do you want me to go there? I'll ruin your life.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
You asked me what was about to happen and you said, where's this come from? And I said, a deep, dark place inside me. I don't even know how this conversation happened. And sometimes, you know how sometimes you just get worked up out of
nothing.
Out of thin air.
You often do that.
That wasn't thin air. You're goading me. Have I done something today in particular? We're 48 minutes into the show.
You are biting today.
As I just mentioned, for someone who is getting a week-long hens party thrown in their honour, you are quite a snappy little fish today, my dear.
I appreciate you. You look great.
Right.
Okay. Your eyes are twinkling in the...
It's because I'm having like a full-blown stress twitch. It's not glisten. I am having a stress twitch, though, over something else. Ugg boots.
Yes.
Do you have them?
I was gifted Ugg boots for Valentine's Day, my fiance, because I've been talking... Last year, I complained a lot about being very chilly in the Geelong winter and how I'd really love a pair of Ugg boots. And my fiance waited until the depths of summer to gift me a pair of Ugg boots.
I mean, look at the weather this weekend, like high 30s.
I have
perfect.
Yet to wear them on my feet.
Perfect time to chuck on the Uggs.
Can't wait to whip them out.
Have you ever had them in a previous foot relationship?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You notoriously, when we first started working together, I wore Ugg boots into the work one morning because we were doing breakfast radio at the time. And you said, no. Last day you do that, you'll come to work and you will dress professionally.
I probably worded it better and more delicately. But yeah, probably around that mark. I just don't think they're an outside of the house shoe.
Right.
At all. Not.
But that's the whole point of them. They're like, it's a slipper that you can wear outdoors.
No.
It's great.
No. The grip on those, I have more grip on my forehead grease than bottom of an Ugg boot, mate. I just don't think.
I feel like moccasins, indoor shoe. Ugg boot, outdoor shoe.
So different. And I understand, like, if you break down, like, if we spend the whole afternoon breaking down shoes, like, we'll go through the whole business. But, like, you build your way to Uggs because there's the moccasin that doesn't have the back. And then there's the moccasin, full wrap around. Ugg goes all the way up your ankle. Where are the thigh-high Uggs? Is that what's next?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. I just don't think that Ugg boots are an outside time shoe, and I think it's inside the house.
I feel like they had their moment in the early 2000s where they were very much an outdoor shoe, and then they slowly like kind of went out of fashion.
And I understand it's tough to pair it with any other pant than tracksuit pants or leggings.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Like, you're not going to walk out in linen shorts or overalls.
But if I was just like, it's okay, just say depths of winter, and I'm freezing. I'm going to pop on my Uggs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to I can go to the shops with my Uggs.
Nah.
I can pop out, grab some groceries.
Genuinely, I don't know.
Pick up dinner.
This is controversial. I would rather people go bare feet into the shops than wear Uggs. I don't know why.
You got to come out to the village, mate. Kariah Village.
Kariah Village, yeah, I know.
I'll fit right in.
You wouldn't see anything like that in Leopold Plaza. My heaven. If I die, send me to Leopold Plaza in a coffin, please. That's where I want to go. 5223295. Can you wear Ugg boots outside?
Right.
I don't think they're an outside shoe.
They are though, Tim. That's what they make them for.
No.
It's for comfort.
It's more it's for cold shins at home. That's what it's for. You're not reading the label right.
Cold ankles.
Yeah, 5223. It depends on how short your leg is. Ashley from Mount Moriac has given us a call. Now, Ashley, I hate to subject you to where you're from, but I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh, are you classing me in a particular class, are you?
Well, I know. No, I'm putting you in a class. I'm just saying, like, I've lived out in smaller regional areas.
I can't believe he's doing this to you the day before International Women's
Day, No, this has nothing to do with her gender, where she's from. Ashley, as someone who's lived in quite small regional towns, I think the smaller the town, the further the radius is for the Ugg boot to venture from outside the house.
The more acceptable it is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hate to burst your bubble there, but I am definitely a believer that Ugg boots should be inside shoes only.
Oh, no.
Ashley, I'm so sorry.
Tim's going red, Ashley.
We're a kindred spirit, you and I, Ashley. Forget all that really offensive stuff I've just been saying. So you think that Ugg boots are, like, definitely, even though Jess is saying that they are listed as an outdoor shoe, you think, nah, keep it in the house?
I just think that they look better inside and not outside. I think there's plenty of other shoes to choose from to wear outside.
Ashley, tell me, right? I want to take you there, right?
Yeah.
Middle of winter, depths of winter.
Cold in Mount Moriac.
Oh, so chilly. Yep. And you're like, oh, I've got to go out to the shops, but I'm so toasty in the house. I've got the fire going. Oh, brr, it's so cold and windy outside. What would be great?
Get there.
If I put my Ugg boots on and I go out to the shops, oh, look at me. I've got toasty toes, toasty girl.
Oh, no. No, you've got the gravel and the dirt, which turns into mud, to walk through. So I couldn't possibly put that in my car or transfer it into my house. You know, no, it doesn't work for me.
Ashley, I typecast you from the minute we said g'day, and I'm so sorry. You and me.
Apologise to all of Mount Moriac now.
Yeah, sorry, Mount Moriac.
Forgiven.
Thank you. Good. Got it. There we go. Got it out absolutely clean. Started off really worrying. and the straight white man wins again, Jess.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
In the lead up to the wedding of the century. Well, her century. It's Jess's week-long hens extravaganza.
What a week it's been, Tim. This is honestly, I mean, this is, I hope the wedding is half as fun as this week has been.
I mean, I've put in some effort. Let's not let's not pat me on the back too hard. But Jess, every day, a different activity, some excursions. But mostly, I think what we figured out is what we're going to learn by tomorrow at the end of this week. Will she go through with the wedding?
I can't stress enough. Yes.
Fingers are crossed for you.
Oh, we just never know.
About 2 hours ago, you found out the activity for today, and we'll do it again.
Today's activity is...
Are you on the same page?
We're going to see. Yep. The last few questions you asked me were quite difficult.
Yep. So I had your fiancé, Akshay. I asked him. I've asked him six questions. Three of them he's already answered, and you've heard your response to. So we're trying to make sure your answers line up, right? Because you want to be on the same page before you commit to him through the
100%,
government, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got our government wedding next week, so yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the fourth question, so you're trying to have the same answer here as Akshay. What is one thing that you own that Jess would want to throw away?
Oh, God, there's so many things. How to pick just one. There's a few shirts of his that are definitely, like, ready for the bin.
So you want to answer with clothes?
Clothes, the shirts and underwear I'd get rid of for sure.
Let's have a listen.
To be honest, when Jess and I moved in, pretty much most of my stuff got thrown away because apparently her stuff was better. Well, gee, if she could throw something away, I think she'd get rid of my couch because she can't really get up from it.
True. I hate
it's
his
a
couch.
Very deep couch. It's so comfy.
It is very comfortable, but it's like you have to really commit to sitting in it.
Now, Jess, but when we left off of getting on the same page, we thought you were in the same book, but I feel like we're moving further away from the same page.
That's
and you're
so
in
true.
Completely different
chapters.
It's
okay. Alright, I'm gonna try and channel him a little bit more.
Next question. Name one activity that you do with Jess, but only because you love her.
Oh, sometimes.
So what's something Akshay does that he only does for you?
Sometimes he watches really crap TV with me, like Gilmore Girls. Recently, he's been watching Bridgerton with me.
All right, let's find out.
I'm not really a sentimental guy, and my family and I, we don't celebrate Christmas. But for Jess, because I love her, I do all the camp photos with our cat and wearing jumpers, matching jumpers. Okay. She really likes us to wear matching clothing for some reason.
He loves Christmas.
He celebrates an entire religion because he loves you.
He loves Christmas. When he found out that all Christmas was eating good food and getting presents.
That's your interpretation of Christmas. So again, come on, Jess. Can you... I feel like...
God.
Let's get on the same
page.
This
is the one. This is the one I'm going to get.
Final question. Mm-hmm. What is the most embarrassed you've ever been of Jess?
Oh, God.
You do a lot of things that could be perceived as embarrassing.
I do a lot of things. I don't think he's ever been embarrassed of me.
All right, just like one thing. Can we get you on the same page?
Maybe he's been embarrassed of something I've worn, maybe?
All right, let's find out. This is a very long answer, so strap in.
Oh, God.
So I don't have a single time when I was most embarrassed of Jess, but it's more of a plural moment. Jess has this bad habit of eating really quick. Because growing up, her brother Peter would always eat her food if she didn't eat quick enough. But now she scoffs down her food, and then the next thing she says is, oh, my stomach's a little bit sore, my stomach's a little bit upset. And then she does this thing where she holds all the farts in, and then when she slightly moves or you slightly touch her in a certain way, she starts farting, or as in our relationship we call tooting.
Oh my
and
God.
Then when she moves around, it just comes out of nowhere and keeps going for ages.
Shut up! Stop talking!
Can't stop a pre-recorded audio tape.
Oh, God!
I have do you know how annoying it is that I know that that's something that happens with you and your fiancé? That once you have... Because you eat so fast, you get a bit gassy. And then, like, if someone tickles you, it goes...
He has to, like, yell at me to go to the bathroom sometimes.
Do you think you're on the same page, Jess?
Maybe we need to call the wedding
off. This was on hensparty.org. This was meant to be one of the funnest games you play at a hens party.
And at
Jess.
My other hens, Tim, I nailed this game.
Okay.
You asked some weird questions.
Okay, sorry. You did refer to your other hens as your real hens before, and that cut quite deep.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye. Get down on it. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.